Well, before I even start, let's just pray. Lord, I worship you and I thank you and I honor you, Lord. And this is such an honor and a privilege to stand before your people. And I thank you, Lord, that you will use my mouth and put your words in it. And that you will open their ears, open their eyes, and soften their hearts. So out of this, they will receive what it is you want them to receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, the planner and organizer that I am, almost to a fault, had this all planned out. All the notes. But the Lord has changed it about four different times. And he's changed it again a little bit tonight. So, I am just going to trust that I'm not going to try to follow this. I'm just going to do what he says to me and directs me to do. So what comes out, comes out. I do think I have permission from him. He gave me six questions. Lord, did I bring them? Watch me have left them when I get there. Six questions that are true or false that he asked me to ask you. First off, I'm going to tell you what I want to share with you is about tithing and prosperity and how they are really one and the same. Prosperity, when you speak of prosperity, lots of times people think of just money. And it is, in fact, money. So that is right, but it's incomplete. It's not just money. Your health, you can be prosperous in your spirit, your soul, your mind, all of that. Your marriage, raising your children, your family life, all of that can be prosperous. And that's what God wants for us, is to be prosperous in every single thing that we do and every area of our life. He wants us to be prosperous in. And the word prosperous means to succeed. So whether it's in money matters, your marriage, your spirit life, all of those areas are prosperous. You can be prosperous in. And in 3 John 2, that's what the Lord says, is he calls us his beloved, and he wants us to be prosperous in all those areas. So these, I'm going to give you 6 questions. I'm going to ask you the 6 questions first. They're really very easy. Jesus died on the cross so we could work hard and live with a poverty mentality all our lives. Wonderful. Jesus wants the first fruits of our income so we can pay our obligation, not pay our obligations and our bills. You're good. God absolutely adores us and wants everything we do and touch to be prosperous. Jesus wants us to include him in everything we say, do, and think.
True.
Jesus sits on his throne and gives us stars or black marks on our actions each day. Very good. And this is the last one. Jesus wants us to continually say, I can't afford that, and be under constant pressure and financial stress.
False.
Okay, Lord, now what? Okay, now I'm going to give you the 2 acronyms that he gave me. One for tithe, which he gave me in 2009. It's taking the initial 10th of your harvest brings empowerment.
Say that
again? Taking the, that's the first.
Initial
10th of your harvest brings, that's on the next line for the H, and the E is empowerment.
Taking the initial 10th of your harvest.
Brings is right next, yep, empowerment.
Empowerment.
Now in 2004, he gave me this for prosperity. I didn't get it for a long time, I think I'm just beginning to get it, and that was 11 years ago. This, I'll read it first, and then I'll go over it after if you need me to say it again. I'm sure you will. Proper resources of spiritual power escalates riches, integrities, thoughts, and yearnings. It's deep, but it's good. The more you say it, the more you... Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah, I got as far as the first...
Proper...
R-O-S-P.
Okay. Proper resources of spiritual power escalates riches, integrity, thoughts, and yearnings. Oh, it's warm up here.
What's the last one?
Yearnings. Now, I was going to tell you basically what tithing has done for me and how important it is for the believer to tithe, and I still will probably get into that. But the Lord made it clear to me through service tonight that before you can even begin to understand why tithing is so important, you need to know and get a revelation about the fact of how much He loves you. And really how simple He's making this for me, and I hope I can make it for you. God sent His Son to die on a cross for us for basically two reasons, for a relationship and for a family. That's the bottom line when you really think about it. He wants all of us in His family, and He wants a close relationship with each and every one of us. Every thought He wants us to pass by Him. And I'm not saying I'm anywhere near any of this. I'm just telling you what the Lord has shared with me over the years. I am getting better. There are two areas in my life that I really think I've got down pat. And I don't mean that in a haughty way at all. Because it took a while to get there. I really do have tithing down pat. I really do believe that I have tithing down pat. Meaning that I have freedom doing it. I know that by doing it, God's got me, because He says it in His word in Malachi. He asks us to test Him and to prove, in fact, what He will do for us if we obey Him with tithing. And the other area that I'm just kind of very relaxed in is, over the years, He started giving me acronyms back in 2004. And the first one He gave me was pride. And I've gotten to the point now that when I hear a word through the day that He keeps repeating to me, I know there's going to be an acronym for it. I don't know when it's going to come, and I don't know how it's going to come, but I know there's going to be an acronym for it. And that has really always happened. So in those two areas, I do believe I really do trust the Lord. There are other areas that I have a long way to go. But in those two areas, I really can trust Him. So He came, He sent His Son to die on a cross for us, to be His family, and to have a relationship with Him. And all He really asks from us are three things: to believe that, to receive that, and to be thankful for that. Those three things are really, basically, all we really have to do. And if you put those two different segments, what He did for us and what He wants us to do for Him, if you hold that up against whatever promise He's made you or whatever word He's given you, it kind of works. You got to do it a few times, but it kind of works. But He does. He absolutely adores us. He will bless us far better than we could ever bless ourselves if we let Him do it. There aren't a lot of commands that I have found, I shouldn't say not a lot of commands, there aren't a lot of places in the Bible that I have found where the Lord absolutely will say to you, I want you to do this and I want you to test me and see if I don't come through for you. But He does that very clearly in Malachi. Another couple things that I'd like to share with you is I've done a little studying on sheep because that's what we are, and he's our shepherd. And can I tell you, sheep are dumb. They absolutely cannot defend themselves. They have no navigation abilities. They can't lead. They do poorly following at times, but they really can't lead. And they cannot bear burdens. They just kind of fall apart. And that's exactly what we do. And that's why we need the shepherd. And I think in my life, he's showing me that. And as I say, I have a long way to go. Because of different things that have happened in my life, and I'm not saying that it's different than anybody else. We've all had things that have happened, but I can just use myself and talk about myself because I'm not going to leave the church, so I can talk about myself. There was something not too very long ago that happened to me that I really think was one of the worst things that ever happened to me as far as trust is concerned in my life. Like, I was about as low as I could go. I put on a good act and I faked it and all that stuff, but I was destroyed inside. And I wasn't very happy with the Lord. And really to this day, I still don't even know why any of it happened. I think I get some of it, but I don't know why it all happened. Maybe I never will on this side of heaven. I might not ever know. But it's kind of made me hard in some areas, but in other areas, it has made me reach out more to him. And this might not make any sense to you, but it has helped me by way of tithing and by giving. First off, I need to share with you that tithing is not giving. When you tithe, you're not giving. Tithing is an obligation and is a request that the Lord makes to us for 10%. Now, that was 10% in the old covenant, and tithing means 10th. Tithing is very scary. It was very scary when I did it. It's very scary because you, especially if you have a family, you think, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to be able to pay my bills, all that stuff. And if you trust and if you do it, I guarantee you that all those bills will get paid. Tithing should be the first, when you get your, whatever, your increase, however you get it, by a paycheck, however you get it, the tithe is very sacred, and that should come right off the top. You should not, I should not, I'll put it in, should sit down and say, okay, now these are the bills I have to pay, I'm going to pay these, and then I'm going to tithe. You tithe first, and then I guarantee you, those bills will get paid. You might not see it right away, but he has to do it because his word will not come back void. He has to do that for you. And he has to protect all of your belongings, all of your property, all of your family, everything, because he says he will. He will not devour. He will not let you be devoured. He says that in his word. Now, when I first started tithing, which was about 20 years ago, I think, I didn't do it when I first became born again. All right, Lord, I'll tell it. All right. I wanted to explain first about when I said prosperity. When you're prosperous in your spirit, that means you're born again. When you're prosperous in your soul, it means your mind and your thoughts line up as they should. When you're prosperous in your body, it means you have health. And when you're prosperous in your marriage or with your children, it means you have peace. So those are all the areas that God wants you to be prosperous. God wants you to, everything you touch, to work out the way he wants it to work out. Now, I'm definitely not there yet. I'm definitely not good at turning things over, totally over. In fact, I really have a very long way to go, but I'm working on it. But anyway, when I first started to tithe, It was a little scary, but because I came from the Catholic Church and I really didn't know any better, that's as honest as I can be, when I read that scripture and I was taught that from the altar, I said, I'm going to try this. I'm going to see, because I'm that kind of person. You said it, I'm going to do it, and we're going to see if it works. And so I started doing it, and I didn't miss a week, or however it was I was getting paid back then. I don't know if it was a week or every 2 weeks. However, whenever I got paid. I did it for a year. I didn't miss a beat, didn't miss a week. Were there some weeks that I thought, I don't think I can do this? Yep, but I did it. And at the end of the year, my pastor's wife, who at that time was working in the office, gave me my letter of contribution. And I said to myself, there is no way I did this. There's got to be a mistake. Because now I'm thinking, how did I do that with two kids and a house and a car and blah, 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 blah? Because now I'm analyzing and now I'm thinking. So I went to her and I said, could you double check this for me? There is no way I gave this. No way I gave this kind of money. There's just no way. So she said, okay, Mary, I'll check it, but I'm pretty sure, because we used a software called Servant Keeper that you just put it in and it just kept track of it. So she came back to me and she said, no, Mary Jo, that's the right amount. That was it. That was like the day that I knew that I knew that I knew without a shadow of a doubt that if I did that, that he would continue to do what he was doing in my life. And how he was doing that, I couldn't even figure out. But I almost felt like I sat back in his arms and like, okay, I just am giving this to you, Lord. You got it. And I just knew that everything would be all right. The next, I guess, test that I think I received was, I was at church on a Friday night. We were having a prayer evening. And the basket was being passed, and I heard just as clear as day, give everything that's in your wallet. I said, get behind me, Satan. Because I knew what I had just put in there, because I was going to do something after church. Now, and he knew what was in there too. And I just heard it. I said, okay, Lord. So I did it. I took everything out of my wallet and I put it in that plate. And I know exactly what it was. And like I was sweating bullets because I'm doubting and I'm, but anyway, within I'd say a month's time, through different ways, I got that back tenfold. The next big thing that I remember happening, besides the fact that I still was able to keep up repairs in my house, pay my bills, not pay the late payment, all those things. Laid hands on my washer and dryer many times when I was about to go out, and he's just awesome. The next thing that I remember, and Peggy will remember this, there was a woman in the church I went to that I used to do her books for her. I still do them. Pay her, write her checks, pay her bills, get her mail, blah, blah, blah. And one Saturday, I was in my den folding some clothes, and Ron Parsley came on, and he was talking about a camp meeting that he was going to have at his church the following week. And I just spoke this out. I said, Lord, I would love to go to see that. Never said another word. The following Wednesday, I believe it was, this woman who I do her books for called me and said, get a plane ticket. I just got off the plane. And the Lord just spoke to me and told me to call you and tell you to get a plane ticket and come out to this camp meeting, and all of it's on me. I said, okay. So my daughter helped me get a ticket. This is the God's honest truth. It was the last ticket on that flight, which was leaving that following Sunday. Went to church, told my pastor I was going to be gone for a week. Where I was going, blah, blah, blah. He said, fine. I got on the plane. Yvonne met me at the airport. I didn't spend one dime on that trip. She even paid me back for my plane fare. And it was absolutely all God. And I'm saying all that to say that it's because He has to do that, and it's not because I'm special. He'll do it for all of them,
Amen.
For all of us. If you honor him first with your first fruits. Now, tithing also means honoring him first in your talents and in your time. It's not just money. We should put him first with our time. We should put him first with our talents and our gifts, because that's what he gave us, those talents and those gifts. So we should honor him by giving that back to him. Again, you know, I know that it's very scary. I don't think it was as scary for me as it would be for others, because I guess it was because I didn't know any better. I just figured I'm going to try this thing, and I did. For other people that have maybe tried it and has that worked, it, I can understand where it would be scary. And I know 10% is a big thing. So this would definitely be something that you would have to discuss with the Lord. If you don't feel that you can do the 10th right off, God knows that. God knows your heart. And he'll meet you where you are. But if you could just start putting him first, the results are just awesome. And now what has happened, God will always give you seed to sow. He'll always, always, always give you seed to sow. Whether it's money, whatever, he will. If you are putting him first, he will always give you something to sow. And now, after you tithe, then there needs to be a discussion with you and the Holy Spirit about offerings. That's another whole ballgame. I try very hard, and again, I'm not saying this in a haughty or to pin any medals on me, because if it wasn't for the grace of God, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. I try very hard to at least monthly give something to the rescue mission, because it has a soft spot in my heart for something, for someone that I was very close to many years ago, and it helped him tremendously in a program. The only time that he really got his life together and did what he should be doing as far as being sober and walking with the Lord with the 18 months he spent there. So I kind of do it in honor of his name, but also because I can't even imagine what it would be like to be homeless in this weather and not have stuff to... So I try to do it. But I say that because God has given me the ability to do it, and I believe with everything that's in me, it's because I've honored him in my tithing. And I don't mean that in a haughty, conceited way at all, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to do it. But I'm sure I have not, just want to make sure I've at least, really tithing is all about obedience. As you grow in the Lord, like I'm at the point now that I think I need to maybe up that a little bit, and I kind of talked it over with the Lord. I guess we got to try to remember that God is always progressive. He's always moving forward. He's never going backwards. So the chances of him saying, okay, now you can drop down to 8% might not be really God. He really is progressive. And he wants to be out in front of you, leading you. He doesn't want to be behind you picking up the pieces because of constant wrong decisions that we make. And we all do it. I do it. I do it as much as anybody else does. I get myself in the way, I make wrong decisions, and he has to pick up the pieces. But that's not really what he wants to do. He wants to be out in front of us, and he wants to be leading us, and he wants to be bringing us to this place of total freedom. And can I tell you, that's exactly what it is total freedom. I know when I'm writing my tithe check, I almost feel like, I don't even know how to describe it, but I almost feel like I'm sitting right up on his lap and he's just got me. And for as long as I honor him first in that area, that he will, whatever it is I need, I'm not saying I'm not going to go through tests and trials, because I do, but I'm going through one right now that I just, the old me is right there, you know, and I want to solve this, and I want to say this, and I want to do this, and it's taking everything I have inside to keep my mouth shut. But I am, which is growth. But I'm saying that to say, I know that if I keep my mouth shut and do what it is he's asking me to do, which is trust him and continue to tithe and blah, 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 that it will all work out. It might not work out the way I want, when I want, all that, but he's proven himself to me too many times for me not to know that he's gonna, it's all gonna work out. It just, another story, and I think I shared this at church, another story that is absolutely because I tithe. About 3 years ago now, maybe it's not quite that long, but a while back, my brother-in-law called me and said to me, or emailed me and said to me, how many years were you married to Tom? And I told him, he said, you know, I think you could get his Social Security. And I thought, you're on something, Kevin. I can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. He said, just make a phone call. I really think you can. Now, when I file, yes?
Explain that Tom has...
Oh, yes. Tom is my ex-husband who has now died. He's been dead now for 6 years. Yeah, I think everybody knows that. Very good. Thank you. And so when I filled out my Social Security for partial retirement, I filled all that out. That I was divorced, that he had died. I sent my divorce document. I sent his death certificate, all that. They never called me and said, oh, thank you so much for letting us know. Now we're going to pay you X number of dollars.
They don't do that.
No, they don't do that. So I guess when he said that to me, I'm thinking, there's no way. But he said, Mary, just make a phone call. So I did. As God is my judge, in less than 5 minutes, the person that I was on the phone with said, oh, yes, you're entitled to blah, 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 amount of money. I said, I am? They said, yes. So I explained. I sent all this information in. Why didn't you guys tell me? Dead silence. Like, dead silence. I said, so what do you do with all that money if you don't tell people? Dead silence. I still don't know what they do with it. But anyway, within like 3 days, that money was deposited into my checking account. And since then, I've been getting a portion of my ex-husband's retirement, and they said when I was 73, I would be getting all of his retirement. I said, now I know that 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 that happened because I tithe. I just know it. So, that's my little story. I could go on and on, and I think this will eventually get into more of a series type, because there's a lot to it. It's a deep thing. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. Thank you, Lord. Many people say tithing's old covenant. Malachi's old covenant. It's Old Testament. And that's true. It is. And this is what I say to them. Personally, this is me. I think that's an excuse for people to now say, oh, I don't have to tithe because that's old covenant. Now we're in the new covenant of grace, so I don't have to tithe. Well, if you want to nitpick like that, I guess you have a point. I guess that's true. This is my reply to them. If you would give 10% to God under the old covenant, how much more would you give him under grace because of what he's done for us? That's just my reply. So, my other statement is you can't afford not to tithe. That, again, that's my opinion. Can't afford not to tithe. And God will not let you down. I guarantee you, if you do it, it will come back to you tenfold. It might not be all monetary at first, because mine has not all been monetary, but it will come back, and you will feel very safe, and it's very, very freeing to know that in that one area, you trust enough to give him. That's all. He doesn't care what you do with the other 90%. He's asking for 10% Now, it's good to pray over, all right, now, Lord, what would you like me to do the other 90%? But that's not part of the requirement. Requirement is, you give me that first 10. And it's not because he needs a thing. He doesn't need a thing. He wants to see if we honor him enough to put him first. Amen.